Welcome to the Rotary Report, and today we preview the Ohio State spring game down at the Shoe. It'll kick off at 1:30 today. I'll be down there checking it out, so we'll have a post-game report for you here on KennyRota.com. But the guys we'll be focusing on today are, well, the quarterbacks to start with. JT Barrett for the gray team, Cardell Jones for the scarlet team. They'll get all the reps today because Braxton Miller still recovering from the shoulder surgery. He will not play, and as we found out in the past, Braxton Miller usually goes down for a couple of snaps in a game or maybe even a game or two due to injury. So this position, very important. Who's going to be the next Kenny Guyton is the question that Urban Meyer and Tom Herman are hoping they get answers to today. So will it be JT Barrett? He'll be with the gray team. Cardell Jones with the scarlet team. We'll be keeping a close eye on that. The running back position up for grabs as well. Right now, though, you would have to say Ezekiel Elliott is the leading candidate to be the starting running back for the Ohio State Buckeyes. He, along with Curtis Samuel, will tote the football for the scarlet team today. But Briante Dunn, Warren Ball, Michael Thomas, all going for the gray team. Is Rod Smith ever going to emerge there? That's something we'll watch today as well. Another position of interest to me and to the head coach Urban Meyer is the offensive line. The Buckeyes lose four starters from that team that went 12-2 last year. So who is going to step up and fill those spots? For the gray team, Pat Elflein, Billy Price, Kyle Dotson. They'll have an opportunity to show what they can do. For the scarlet team, Taylor Decker, Darryl Baldwin, Jacoby Bourne, and Antonio Underwood will have a chance to show what they can do. According to Urban Meyer, there are two spots that are sewn up as starters right now on the offensive line. That's Taylor Decker and Pat Elflein. Those are the two starters. The other three spots are up for grabs. Chase Ferris will not play today due to injury. He'll be in the running as well, but here's a chance for those guys in the trenches to show they belong as the starters for the offensive line for the Ohio State Buckeyes. The receivers that we'll see today for the gray team, Michael Thomas, Johnny Dixon. I'll be focusing on those guys on the gray squad. For the scarlet squad, Devin Smith, Dontre Wilson, Corey Smith. We'll see if any of those skill position players really emerge today and make big plays at this game. The defense, the strength of it is the defensive line. There's no question about that. Joey Bosa, Michael Bennett, Steve Miller will be on the scarlet squad today. Noah Spence, Adolphus Washington, Tommy Shutt will dress for the gray team today, and that is the strength of this team, and I expect to see those guys in the backfield quite a bit today with the question marks on the offensive line. The positions that are really up for grabs and there's a big battle for are at the linebacker position and the cornerback position. Darren Lee, Joshua Perry, and the highly touted freshman Raekwon McMillan will get an opportunity today to show what they can do at the linebacker position to get a leg up as they head into camp. And on the scarlet squad, we're going to look at Curtis Grant and Cameron Williams, guys who played last year, have experience. Are they the guys that will be the starters for the Buckeyes this year, or will we see some of these youngsters like a Raekwon McMillan show that they deserve to start even though they're inexperienced, but they have more talent? So that's the linebacking battle that we'll look at today. And then in the secondary, which needs to be overhauled from last year, that's why Coach Chris Ash was brought in to try and fix things. You'll see Tyvus Powell, Cam Burrows, Armani Reed with the gray squad today, and I want to see what Eli Apple does for the scarlet team today. So that's what we'll be looking at as we view the spring game here today. We'll give you a post-game wrap-up on it, tell you who looked good, who didn't. Hopefully they get through it without any further injuries than they have already, and Urban Meyer gets a better idea of what his depth chart will look like as they go into camp in the fall. That's your Rotary Report, and until next time, C-Town, keep it real.